Hello, and welcome to What's With These Homies Talking About Weezer. I'm your host, Matt Apodaca. Hello. Hi. How are you? It's been a while. It's been some time since I've put out anything, a podcast, you know? It's been a while since we've had anything Weezer-y to talk about. You know, I guess that's not true. First of all, let's not even go there yet. Hello. I hope you're doing okay. I hope you're staying safe. I hope you're staying sane. This is a weird, obviously, I'm not saying anything new here. This is a very weird thing to be doing. I've done episodes by myself. I've done them. A couple of the alone ones. But it's very weird to be doing this in my house by myself. It's very strange. But I hope you're hearing this and you're feeling well and you're feeling safe and that everything is okay. So I don't quite know what to do. I don't quite know what to do or what to say. As of this morning, as of today, or whenever you're hearing this, Weezer has announced a new album. Okay, Human. That's been in the works for a while. We've all known about it. If you're a Weezer head, oh my God, I don't know. Have I ever said that? But let's not even go there yet. Let's just catch up for a second. Can we just catch up? Can we just talk about what's been going on? I'm in my house, okay? And you might hear my cats, Hurley and Sawyer, particularly Sawyer. He's a loud one. And I don't know how good this is going to sound. I'm using a nice microphone, but I don't know how to master anything or make everything sound okay. I'm going to have to put in the songs afterward myself. So bear with me on that. I'm going to have to balance the audio. So who knows? I hope this sounds okay when you're hearing it. But let's catch up. Obviously, the Hell Omega tour did not happen as it was planned. That was the big thing that everybody was looking forward to. The Hell Omega tour with Green Day and Fall Out Boy was going to be a big thing. The release of Van Weezer was delayed from May of 2020 to May of 2021. Lots of stuff's changed, okay? Lots of stuff's been going on. We're going to play three of the singles from Van Weezer in a minute. What else has been going on? Rivers for a while was doing, what was it called? Island in the Zoom, where he would get on Zoom and kind of just play songs and answer a couple questions here or there, dodge other questions about Weezer. And those were fun to watch. I sat in on a few of those. They put out that game, a promotional game for Van Weezer, which is like I said, still not out. But lots been going on. Rivers posted all of his demos. That was huge. I bought all of those. Will we get into them? Who could say? There's just a lot to unpack there. Who wants to, I'm sure if I was about to say, who wants to hear that? The nice people that listen to this would love to hear it. It's just a lot to sift through. Who knows? Maybe the best of the bundle might be worth exploring. Because we don't need to talk about voice memos, do we? Nobody's listening is interested in hearing that. So lots happened. Like I said, Van Weezer delayed a whole year. Okay, Human had been in the balance TBD for a long time, and then today, this morning, they're like, "Hey, it's coming out in 2 weeks. You're getting a single this week, Thursday. The 21st. Whenever you're hearing this, there's a new Weezer single." And then now, in the album to follow, the following Friday. I feel nuts. This is crazy. We haven't talked in a while. I've been listening to Weezer this whole time. Obviously, it's been getting me through the pandemic, listening to Weezer, listening to the demos. But this announcement is great. And it's just that, I mean, it's something to look forward to. It's very interesting. You know, will we ever know really what happened? Obviously, I think the tour being postponed a year delayed Van Weezer. We could speculate because it's supposed to be like a stadium rock album, and that album, I guess they want a tour on that for that show. And which I understand, but people are obviously understandably upset. They just want the tunes, and we're gonna get the tunes. They said today that Van Weezer is still coming on May 7th, so we'll get to hear that. You know, so lots of it's. I'll say, even though I haven't been doing the show, and you know, you haven't heard from me in a little while. We haven't been in a Weezer drought. There's been, if you're a Weezer fan, there's been a lot of fun things to be excited about within the last year, you know? So that's very exciting. Okay, Human is supposed to be like something that they've never made before. A sound that we're not familiar with yet. So that, I mean, I can speculate all I want on that, I guess, but more on that to come. If you're hearing this, I think it's safe to assume that there will be an OK Human episode. There will be an episode about the single next week. There will be, or maybe even later this week. Who knows? I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the fuck to do. I'm all stuck at home. I hope nobody thinks I've gone insane. I don't feel like I've gone insane. I guess in this moment I do, because I'm talking to nobody, just on my computer. But I'm talking to you, and you're listening to this, and that's very nice of you. So thank you. I don't know how many of these I'm going to do, I guess was what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, there's going to be a couple of these until there isn't. And I think that's okay. That makes me feel excited. So, just because it's nice to have something to talk about. Will I have a guest? Possibly. I don't know. This is the most I've done so far. Eight minutes of this is all I've done. So I would assume that we'll have a guest. Probably not to talk about the single. Who knows? Maybe. If I can lure someone in to talk about one song, maybe. But there will be a guest. I'll try my best to get a guest for the OK Human episode. Anyway, you're all thinking it. I've gone crazy. I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm having a hibiscus LaCroix, so that's making me feel good. This announcement has truly just has rocked my world. And because of that, and because of the overwhelming amount of demos to go through and stuff, all the Weezer stuff, I feel like the best thing for me to do with this is to focus in on the ones that I want to talk about, or what I want to talk about, and not overextend myself in this realm. Who knows? Maybe there will be multiple demos episodes. I can't say. Look at me already softly committing to something that I may or may not do. Who could say? But just know that over the next 2 weeks, there's going to be some stuff for you to listen to on the Weezer front. Not just this podcast, but new Weezer music too, so that's pretty exciting. So, how about this? Why don't we, instead of just kicking the can down the road, look, this is going to be short, but I got some things to talk about when we talk about some of these songs. Let's forget OK Human for right now. Okay? Let's forget OK Human, and you know what? I think it's going to be fun to do. We're going to listen to some songs. But this song is not on Van Weezer. This song is not on OK Human. This song was a fan club single that they sent out little records of. What is that, 7-inch? Not familiar with the... I mean, I guess I know the format, so I just don't know all the... I don't know all the stuff, but I think it was a little 7-inch. Don't at me. Don't at me, please. I won't see it. But so, I want to play this song, which I absolutely love. And if you saw the little video announcing this episode, you've heard some of it. It's called It's Been So Long. Gunter Kleben Kleben. I can't even get it. You know what I mean, though. That's fun. Sticking to a boring routine. Taking out the garbage and scrubbing dirty dishes is just as quite as fun as it seems. I love this song. There's just something, so it's from the Everything Will Be Alright in the End sessions. It's previously seen in Rick Ocasek's Notebook that Rivers Cuomo posted a video of. Did not appear on the album, obviously, but it's such a great, it's a great tune. I love this. It's been so long, let's do it again. I love that. It was released as a 25th anniversary for the Blue album, which is very exciting. This is that album now, at this point. I guess it's 26. Not much older. This song's a year old. The artwork is really, really great as well. I really, really like it. It's got a Jabba the Hutt on there. It's presumably Rivers driving the van down the road. Got some fun things there. In the CD artwork as well. What's that? The Offspring album or Smashing Pumpkins? Who could say? But that. I really, really like that song. We didn't play much of it. I could have played as much as I want. No, I guess I did play a minute and a half of it. I played about half of it. So can't quite, I'm not trying to get in trouble, okay? I don't want them to take it down. Who knows how much of this is okay anymore. But... that's a great song. Look it up if you haven't heard it on YouTube. It's there. You don't have to have the 7-inch to listen to it. I think that's a great, great song. But now that I've gotten that out of the way, why don't we get into some of the Van Weezer singles, which have not been, which were, I guess, released, but not in a full album format. Was that a confusing way to speak? So they were getting ready. Oh, I guess should I say why Van Weezer isn't out? Should I say why the album was delayed, why the tour wasn't delayed? It's because if you weren't aware, there's a global pandemic happening. COVID-19. Have you heard of it? It's pretty, pretty crazy what's going on. And so they didn't. They postponed the concert a year. They pushed the album. That's why it's not out. Okay? That's why Rivers was doing those concerts on Zoom. That's why he learned to code and made his own website to release his own demos. Now we're caught up, okay? It's all out there. I hate to break it to you, but he didn't know. If you get all your news from me, which is insane. Global pandemic, and I'm sorry. It's stressful to think about. But, like I said, I hope everybody's safe and sane right now. But let's move on to the Van Weezer singles. There are technically four of them. Two of them are the same song. But why don't we get into the first one here, titled The End of the Game. watching the music video here. Got to talk about the music video. POV shot, black and white. What's going on here? Ripping guitar. Guy doing backflips. Juking out with a basketball. Very fun stuff. Seems like a party atmosphere. Very, very chunky, crunchy guitar right there. Van Halen-esque, obviously. You get it. Van Weezer. Had to spell it out for you. This, I love this song. It's such a special song to me. I special sounding, not like special to my heart, but special to my heart as well. It's such a classic Weezer song to me. The alien took an entire fish and ate it all. Burped. Everyone's running away because they smell the burp. This song, it's just so, so good to me. Let's see if I can get you some trivia here. Yeah, obviously, I mentioned the game earlier that was released with it. And it was like a little, it's just a little online game, just a little fun thing to play, which is called the End of the Game game. And it's not anything crazy, but it is actually kind of pretty challenging. Just like a little thing there if you want a little side-scrolling arcade-style shooter if you want to check that out. Look at me talking about games on the wrong show. Anyway, it's a great, great song. I saw them. Now, isn't this something? I saw them perform this song live. And you're probably wondering, how did that happen? How? They didn't do any concerts. Well, for past guest, friend of the show, friend of me, Devin Field, from the Maladroit episode, works at Jimmy Kimmel, and they were on Jimmy Kimmel. All the bands from the Hell Omega tour were on Jimmy Kimmel that week, announcing the tour. And Devin, I guess, spoke to a little bird, and that little bird said, "Hey, Weezer's going to be here." And Devin was like, "Thanks, little bird. You know who loves that? Matt. So I'm gonna go. I'm gonna have him be there for that." So he called me up and was like, "Hey, buddy. Hey, Pat. How's Devin talking? Ooh, sorry, Devin. That's not how you speak. You do not sound like that. I was trying to find it. Couldn't find it. Anyway." I saw them perform the song. They were still kind of learning it. They had to do it a couple times, if I remember correctly. But it was great. It was really, really exciting to see them so close. After probably not seeing them for up close in a while, because they've only been doing like bigger venue shows recently. Not recently, but you know what I mean. So it was cool to see them do that, and I thought, wow, this tour is going to be so great. I can't wait to experience it. And then no one was ever allowed to go back outside. So that song, I think that song rules, and had me really excited for the album. And, you know, a lot of these songs have me actually really excited for the album. I haven't heard anything from OK Human yet as of this recording. So who could say how I'm going to feel? But I think, you know, I'm always, like I say, cautiously optimistic, and I can't wait. So why don't we get into the next one that is called Hero. Watching the music video for this again. Rivers writing a note. This was made in the time of social distancing. Very fun video concept. They're passing a note left and right over the screen. Swinging on a web, flying in the sky, shooting lasers from my eyes. They asked the fan club to submit clips passing a piece of paper across the screen, and well, If you look closely, yours truly is in here. And yeah, it was a big deal to me, and I was very, very excited. I love this song too. This song is so fun. Was making me so hyped. I also just love the lyrics. It's very silly, like that very fun idea of, just being a hero is great. And what I love about this video is that it is dedicated to the essential workers and all the healthcare workers who are very bravely putting their lives on the line every single day by working. And I think that's such a nice sentiment for the guys to get behind. So I love the video. I remember in the, not to rehash this, I'm in the Weezer Facebook fan club. Wait, the Weezer fan club Facebook group. And I remember there being some drama around people's submissions not getting in and some people who were upset by that, judging, you know, which ones got in. And I don't think that was okay, but it was kind of a funny thing to see. But they put a second version of the song out of Hero, and it's a piano version. And why don't we hear a little bit of that right now? That's a piano, in case you didn't know.
When I was a kid, I thought I'd save the world, running around and chasing all the criminals, swinging on a web, flying in the sky, shooting lasers from my eyes.
But different vibe, but I think really, destiny. Really great. It's not my place, and I'm not who I'm meant to be. Honestly, and I don't want the glory. Rivers on piano, fame, covering his own songs would be lovely. Inside. I would love it. I know it won't something to consider, you know? Teal 2, Weezer songs. I'm an outcast. Well, everybody needs a hero. Yeah, that's just good. I don't know why. So just a little behind the scenes here. I'm playing them. I'm playing the songs separately, not into the thing that I'm recording. But what I'm still doing, no matter what, I was fading it down with the volume, even though it doesn't matter because I'm going to have to put it in separately. So that's just a silly thing to illustrate how the human mind works. So why don't we get into the final single from Van Weezer until it gets closer to May, I suppose. And it's called The Beginning of the End. I clicked on the music video just for full disclosure, and knocking on my door, it's just great to see the guys looking like this. River's got the stripes, he's got the mustache. We're seeing clips of Bill and Ted Face the Music, which, if you haven't seen it yet, highly recommend it. I absolutely love that movie. Such a great great return. The song is featured in the movie in the credits. It's fun to see that this was, I think, recorded. The video was, made in COVID time, but it's nice to see them having fun. And interesting note is that this song was previously called Rock and Roll Cockroach, and it was reworked over and over again until it became The Beginning of the End. Rock and Roll Cockroach can be found in the demos bundles that Rivers put out. And this song, I said it already. I said that I was excited about Van Weezer based on the first two singles, but this Weezer song very quickly became one of my favorites. I think it's so good. River's guitar work on it is just incredible. And, you know, paired with the music video too, I think it was just, I got really sucked in on it. And I absolutely loved it. So those are the singles for Van Weezer, which I, like I said before, and you all know this, it's not new information. Coming out May 7th. But on the horizon, we have OK Human. And the interesting thing about that is, obviously, there's a little bit of, I wouldn't call it parody. I don't know what I would call it, but, you know, Radiohead has OK Computer. This is OK Human. I don't know if we're supposed to gather anything from that as far as what to expect on the album as far as tone. We know it's piano-based, very eccentric, with strings that they recorded at Abbey Road. That's a quote from Weezerpedia, just reading it. And that the influences for the album are George Gershwin and Harry Nilsson, specifically Nilsson Sings Newman. So we have, what, today is the 18th. And so we have 11 days. 11 days until we have a new Weezer album. 3 days until we have a new single. And isn't that something? That's dating this, by the way. Podcasting 101, don't do that. But I did it. And so I guess from here, what I'll say is, you'll hear me talk about the new single. You'll hear me talk about the album. You might hear me talk about the demos. TBD. I don't know in what order any of that's going to come out in, if any of it is going to come true aside from the album, if or what to expect. But I guess in these unprecedented times, expect the unexpected, stay safe. And I can't remember if there was something I used to say on the show to sign off. I don't think I did. So what I'll say is, yeah, stay safe, stay sane, and we'll talk soon.